Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying together Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Tes, the 28th Perek. The first couple psukim of the Perek are going to focus specifically on the Assyrian invasion of Yerushalayim, which has been a central theme of the Sefer up until now and is going to become more and more frontal as we go through the next 10 or so prakim. And then the Perek is going to switch gears to talking about more generally how to have an authentic relationship with Hashem, and we'll find that a lot of the themes of that second half will be very relevant to us in every generation, including the one today. The Perek opens up, Hoi Ariel Ariel. Hoi, as we have said, is a very important word in Sefer Yeshayahu. It means oi vavoi, woe is to Ariel. And Ariel here, the Mefarshim explain, is a reference to the Mizbeach, where we offer korbanos. Ariel, Ariel, oi to the Mizbeach, Kiryas Chana David, the Mizbeach which is found in the city where David dwelt. Sofu Shana al Shana Chagim Yinkofu. The people's averas increased from year after year until their korbanos entirely stopped. This pasuk is a pasuk which wails about the korban, the destruction of the korbanos, which come as a result of the siege of Ashur. But in truth, we know the siege isn't what caused the korbanos to stop. It was the averas of the people which caused the siege, which caused the korbanos to stop. And thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, and he says, V'hatzikosi la'Ariel, I will cause suffering to Ariel. And here the Mefarshim understand it to mean Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will become like a Mizbeach. And the way the Mitzudas David reads this is that the entire city is going to become like a Mizbeach because everybody will be slaughtered there. Having just come back from Poland, that image is so strong and so difficult to read. V'hayasata aniya v'aniya. And it will be that there'll be agony and grief. And through that, v'hayasa li ka'ariel, it will become my Ariel. There'll be so many dead that the entire city will be a Mizbeach. The challenge with this reading, of course, is that the consensus is that the Perek is dealing with the time when Ashur almost destroys Yerushalayim. But we know that the word almost is important here because they didn't destroy Yerushalayim. So how then could it describe the entire city being a Mizbeach, that everybody's dead, if we know that ultimately they were saved? And perhaps that's what compels the Malbim to read this pasuk differently. And he says, V'hakitzosi la'ariel, v'hayasata aniya v'aniya, that I will bring down Ariel and it will be a cry and agony, is a reference to the surrounding cities, that Ashur, as they come towards Yerushalayim, destroy all the surrounding cities, and Yerushalayim will be surrounded by sacrifices, surrounded by destruction, just like the Mizbeach is surrounded by the Korbanos. And obviously, ultimately, the pasuk tells us, "Hayasa lika Ariel." This is all for me. This is not Ashur's destruction, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's destruction, and Ashur is just the messenger. And Pasuk Gimel really drives that message home when it says, V'chanisi kadur elecha, I will camp around you like a wall, I will surround you, V'tzarti elecha mutza, V'akimosi elecha mutzuros, and I will lay siege all around you. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will lay siege around you when I send Ashur to besiege Yerushalayim. Pasuk Dalet describes the response of the people of Yehuda when Ashur is surrounding them. And it describes that response in words, saying how their words will be spoken from a very low place. Me'afar tishach imratech, from the ground you will speak your words. U'me'afar imrasech tetzavtzef, and from the dirt your words will become chirped. And Rashi explains to us this chirping and this kind of speaking is how we're going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will speak out to Hashem, we'll whisper from a very low place, and we will cry out our davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us. However, the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, and others understand this talking to be a reference to a specific event which takes place, and we're going to read about the event much later on in Perek Lamed Zayin. But for now, we can understand that Rav Shakeh, who was a messenger of the Syrian people, comes to speak to the people of Yerushalayim, and he stands on the wall of Jerusalem, and he mocks the people who are in the siege inside the city, and he makes fun of them, and he goads them and threatens them. And the Jewish leadership at the time comes to Rav Shaker and they beg him and they say to him, can you please speak softer? And even one step further, can you please speak in a language that the people don't understand so that we won't lose the morale of the people? And this pasuk, says the Radak, is a reference to that moment. V'shafalt me'eretz tadabri, you're going to speak in a lowly voice. You're going to whisper to Rav Shaker and beg him to tzatzef, to speak in a language which is understandable to other people, to the hamon am, to the masses. But ultimately, as we know, despite the threat of Asher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. And that's what Pasuk Vav focuses on. Me'im Hashem tzivakos tepaked b'ra'am u'b'ra'ash u'b'kol gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember you, and he will remember you with a loud noise and with big signs and a big voice. Sufa u'sa'ora v'lahav esh ochela. There'll be a storm, there'll be a wind, there'll be a blaze of fire, and that will ultimately bring about the destruction of Asher. This experience of Asher being destroyed will be almost dreamlike. Pasuk Zayin says, "V'hayaka chalom chazon laila." It'll be as if it happens to a dream. And what is this dream? And there are two different ways of reading Pasuk Ches, and I'll read them both ways. Let's first understand, "V'hayaka asher yachlom haraev v'hine ochel v'hekitz v'reka nafsho." He says, imagine a person who's asleep, and in their dream, they are very, very hungry. And in their dream, they eat food. And then they wake up and they realize they're still hungry because they haven't eaten anything. Ukasho yachalom hatsame, or a thirsty person who falls asleep and dreams, and dreams that they're drinking. Vehe kitz vehine ayef, venafsho, shokeka. And he wakes up and he realizes he hasn't drunk anything at all because the drinking only happened in a dream. Ken yihye hamon kolagoyim. So will happen to the multitude of nations. There are two ways, as I said, of reading this. The one is it's a reference to us. When we stand and look at Asher and we're so convinced that the Assyrians are going to wipe us out, and we wake up the next morning and it's over. It didn't actually happen. The way that Rashi reads it, however, is a fascinating read, and he says this is a reference to our enemies. And it's interesting, we don't often focus on their experience. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Meyadam, Hashem saves us. That's a theme of all of Judaism. But here Rashi says, the people are going to be so consumed with the desire to destroy you, Am Yisrael, and they're going to come to you, and in their dream, they will have already destroyed you. And then they'll wake up, and you're still going to be there. And they're going to fantasize about what it is to wipe out Am Yisrael from the face of the earth, and it's not going to happen. And as much as they're convinced that they're doing just that, ultimately, their wicked plans will come to nothing. And from Pasuk Test, till the end of the perek, really, is going to change gears and focus for us on the question of knowledge. What do I mean? The question of how much do I need to know Hashem to have a relationship with Him? And how much do I need to know that Hashem knows me to have a relationship with Him? Pasuk Tes tells us, Hismahamu usmahu, Hishta'ashu v'sha'u, Shakru v'lo yayin, Na'u v'lo shekar. Hishta'amu. Think about it. Be shocked. Be absolutely horrified. They are drunk, but not from wine. Stagger, but not from alcohol. Rashi understands this to be a wake-up call to the people. Hishta'amu. Wake up. Wake up. Be stupefied by God's presence. There are so many moments where there's miraculous turnaround of events where HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Be blown away by that and be compelled to do teshuvah. The Ibn Ezra reads it as a reference to the people listening to the prophecy. Yeshayahu is prophesizing up until now about the destruction of Asher. And then he turns to the people of his generation and he says, seriously, how could it be that you don't know what this prophecy is talking about? It's as if you're drunk and you don't know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. I'm spelling it out to you. I'm saying Hashem will save you, do teshuvah, and you're still failing to hear that message. And your inability to see Hashem's messages in Pasuk Yod tells us, Ki nasach elechem Hashem ruach terdema. Hashem has spread over you a spirit of sleep. Vayatzem es einechem, and he has closed your eyes. Es hanviim ve'es roshechem hachozim kisa. And the prophets and the people who see, the people who have vision, he has covered their ability to see. Rashi understands this as a reference to those who look at the mazalos, the astrology, to interpret what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made you incapable of seeing your mazalos. However, the Malbim reads this as actually a question. He reads it like this. Ki nasach elechem Hashem ruach tardama. Since Hashem has made you incapable of seeing, you're so disconnected from Hashem, you're so unwilling to see the signs and hear nevuah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has closed your eyes to prophecy, and you can't see it. But really, do you truly believe that es neviim ve'es roshechem hachozim kisa? Do you think he also covered their eyes? Chas v'shalom. Hashem is still allowing the prophets to see. And what a chutzpah you have to believe that your inability to see actually reflects on the prophet's inability to see. The prophets do know what's going on. Our leadership knows what's going on. And just because you don't, it doesn't mean that that's the case for everybody. Pasuk Yod Aleph says, v'tehi lachem chazot hakol k'divra ha-sefer ha-chatum. You see everything as a sealed book. You look at prophecy and it's meaningless. You look at the world and the world affairs and you see them as meaningless. Asher yitnu ato al yodea sefer lemor, korana et zeh. But Hashem says, but I give them to someone who knows how to read, to the Navi. And v'omar lo uchal ki khatomhu. But you say, no, he can't read it because it is a sealed book. And it is your refusal to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with mankind through Nevuah, through world events. It is your obstinance and inability to have the flexibility and humility to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately you're destroying your relationship with Him. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Vayomer Hashem, Ya'an ki nigash ha'am hazeh b'fiv uspasav. Since the people have, the Mefreshim discuss whether the word is nigas or nigash. Nigash means to come close, to approach, or nigas means to become lofty, to see themselves as haughty. Either way, the people have served Hashem b'fiv uspasav, with their mouth and with their lips, kibduni, they're respecting Hashem. V'libo richak mimeni, but their hearts are far, far, far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they haven't invested their intelligence and their mind and their heart to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, v'tehi yirasam osi mitzvas anashim milumada. The mitzvahs that they do have become something which is done by rote. It is meaningless, it's shallow, it's hollow. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hineni yosif lihafli es ha'am hazeh hafle v'fele. I will continue to make the people be in awe, be baffled. Why? V'avda chochmas chachamav ubinas nevonav tastir, tistater. I will close up the ability of your wise people to see. Since you insist that Torah, that Nevuah, that Hashem's world is a closed book and no one can read it, I'm not going to allow those who can read it to be able to read it anymore. The way the Malbim compares it is to a parent who's trying to explain something to the child, and the child blocks their ears and says, la 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 la, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. So Hashem says, if you're not going to listen, I'm going to stop talking. If you're not going to listen, if you're not going to invest in finding a way to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you insist on seeing Hashem as well beyond you and far away from you and not understandable to you, then Hashem will stop trying to come close to you at all. And one of the unfortunate consequences of someone who is convinced that God is beyond human understanding, and someone who is convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be grasped by the human mind, well, the flip side of that is I can't grasp Hashem because he is too lofty. And Hashem doesn't know me because he is too lofty. Pasuk Tesvav, Hoy ma'amikim mehashem lastir etza. Woe to those who hide their plans from Hashem. They think they can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haya b'machshech ma'aseihem v'yomru mi ro'eni u'mi yod'enu. They say, who can know me? Who can see me? Hashem, lofty Hashem, he doesn't understand what's going on in my little world. And the Yeshayahu turns to them and he says, you're so wrong. Hafkechem, it's verkehrt, it's the other way around. Im kachomer hayotzer yachashev. The way Rashi reads this is it possible at all for clay to turn around and say, no, no, the potter didn't make me? Of course not. So too, we can't turn around to Hashem and say, no, no, he didn't make us. He did. He made us and he knows us and he is our creator. In Pasuk Yud Zayin and Pasuk Yud Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges that one of the reasons why we feel such distance from Hashem is because we see a world of injustice. The world of Tzadik V'ra Lo creates a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so Hashem says, "Bayom Ahu, in the future, HaCherushim Divrei Sefer U'me'afel Machshich Me'enei Ivrim Tirena. One day the deaf will be able to hear and the eyes of the blind will be able to see. when there is justice, when the wicked people are punished and the righteous people receive their reward, then we will be able to see how there is justice, and that will help us feel close to Hashem. And Hashem's prophecies come true, and that will help us to see, be close to Hashem. So yes, if the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is key to having an authentic relationship with Him, then it's not entirely our fault that we struggle in this regard, because part of the struggle comes from the fact that we see injustice in the world. And only at the end of days, Pasuk Chaf, ki afes aritz v'kala letz, when tyranny is destroyed and wicked people or mockers are also destroyed, v'nichrutu kol kshok de'aven, and all those who pursue sin are cut down, only then will we get to a world which v'yosfu anavim b'Hashem simcha, we can feel true joy. Only then can we get to a state in which we can be able to really experience that authentic, genuine knowledge of Hashem, because knowledge of Hashem is the relationship with Hashem, as the Rambam speaks about all over his writings. As with every perek of Yeshayahu, we're going to talk about how it's kulo nechimta, it's all hope, and therefore the perek ends with hope. Pasuk Chaf Dalet tells us, Lachen ko omar el Beis Yaakov, so go say to Beis Yaakov, Asher padais Avraham, who redeemed Avraham, Lo ata yevosh Yisrael. Now Yisrael will not be embarrassed. Now, meaning at the end of times. Velo atav panav yechevaru. And no longer will his face be pale. And even though we understand this to be a reference to the end of time, the Malbim once again says this could be a reference to the time of Chizkiyahu, which makes sense because Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach and that could have been the end of time. And maybe this is a reference to every time when there's potential to end this bitter galus and come to exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at that time, there'll no longer be shame. The question is, why are we suddenly being referred to as the people who Hashem redeemed Avraham, our forefather? Why is Avraham being called on here? And there's a couple of different ways of understanding this. The Abarbanel says it's talking about the end of days. And since Avraham is seen as that person who was taken from galos to geula, from lack of knowledge of God to finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's the image that's called upon here in our perek when we talk about knowing Hashem, to say one day in the end of days, you too, like Avraham, will come to a full and personal knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash notes that this pasuk talks about Avraham as well as Yaakov and says as follows, Avraham, we know, found HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he had one child who was good, and he also had Ishmael who was bad, so too with Yitzchak. Only Yaakov was able to have Zerah Shel Kayama, where all 12 of his children were tzaddikim and were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, this is a reference to the end of time. If you understand this, Perek is talking about the time that Yisrael, the 10 tribes, have been exiled, and there's only Yehuda and Binyamin left, and Asher is attacking them. Hashem says one day, it won't be like Avraham where I choose one and reject the other, but it will be like Yaakov where I choose everybody. The 10 tribes will come back. The sending of the way of the 10 tribes is only a temporary fix, because ultimately what we're longing for and yearning for is a time in which we will all together be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back and unite together in our worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, and at that time, v'yad'u to'ei ruach bina, those who have sinned will once again acquire that understanding. V'rognim yilmudu lekach, and the complainers will finally accept instruction. And maybe this is a reference to the 10 tribes. Maybe it's a reference to us in our days, who are also blocking our ears and refusing to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words and accept an inner dimension of our relationship with Hashem, a personal dimension in our relationship with Hashem. And we're promised that at the end of days, there will be a return to wisdom, a return to knowledge, a return to internalizing and developing an inner world. And that truly is what we're going for. And so the Perek reminds us, we should strive not to be mitzvah sanashim milumada. We should not be people who are doing things by rote because we're copying other people, because it's what we're always told to do, because tradition says we must. But rather, we're instructed here to go seek out that bina, seek out that understanding, open the book, don't see it as sealed. Look to Torah, look to the world, look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations and see what Hashem is trying to tell us and ask ourselves, how can I invest my head and my heart, not just my mouth and my hands, in my mitzvahs and my relationship with Hashem? Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refuah Shelema L'Yonina Sima Bas Dafne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.